that's about it, really. Right, let's crack on with some of these calls and see what's going on. Ian in Sheffield, John Hallam FM, welcome to the show.
All right, Nick.
Hello.
Did you watch that thing on Sky One about chavs?
That thing on Sky One about chavs?
Yeah.
I hate that word.
Yeah.
It's a ridiculous word.
Why is it?
Well, let's analyse it, shall we? Let's break down that word. Do you use that word frequently, do you?
Not really.
I don't really. To be honest with you, I don't really know what it means. And for a while, I was. Someone told me that our producer was a chav once, and you know that ended up running on the show probably for too long, with people ringing and getting excited about that word. Do you know why I hate that word? First of all, it is there to manipulate you, right? It is designed to make you think in a certain way.
Right.
It's not a word, in my opinion, that has grown organically. It's a word that the media has come up with, it's spat it in your face, right, and you've wiped all the snot from your face, and you've licked your palms clean, you've sucked your palms dry, and you've begged to be spat in the face again. Chav, ridiculous word. What does it mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means someone with less class than you. Someone who is of a lower class than you.
You should have watched the programme, Nick.
Why on earth would I be interested in watching some rubbish programme about a word that I have no time for? Right, you explain to me what a chav is to you.
Can't bother, really.
You can't remember?
Can't bother, no.
You can't explain? No, of course you can't explain, because I've hit the nail on the head.
I can't explain.
Well, go on then, let's hear it.
No, I don't really want to,
because... I don't really want to. Alright, you're an intellectual chav, love.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
Alright? Let me tell you something, right? Chav, one of the things it's about is about fashion, right? Now, have you ever noticed the similarity between the word fashion and fascism?
Yeah.
You ever noticed the similarity between those two words, yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, because it's related.
It's because they're similar concepts, right? People who follow fashion are fascists, okay? Fashion, despite what everybody says, you see, the myth is that fashion is all about being unique and an individual and going off and doing your own thing and all that kind of nonsense. It's not. What fashion is about is making people conform to an ideal, right? Making people dance to a particular tune, right? Fascism, same thing. Everybody conforms to an ideal and dances to a particular tune. You understanding all this?
Yeah.
The reason I'm actually worked up about this is because it genuinely distresses me that people who listen to this show can be so easily manipulated after listening. I mean, how many times have you heard this show?
I don't know. For about the last 2 weeks, I listened every night.
So you've been listening for the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Right, well, you've got a lot to learn. That's all it is. I think most of the other people listening to this show know the trick that chav is and know what it's getting you to say. Have you ever called anyone a chav and lent it?
Not really.
What does not really mean?
I can't remember that.
That's a yes, isn't it? You've called someone a chav, haven't you, and you've meant it. You go, oh, look at those chavs.
Yeah, I think,
that person there is a chav.
Yeah.
So you realise what that means, don't you?
Yeah.
That means you're saying that you are superior to them in the social order.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's what you said when you said that. You call someone else a chav, what you mean is someone with less class than you.
Cool, yeah.
Who is lower down on the social structure.
Yeah.
You see, that's what annoys me about it. They have these pictures of celebrities, right? The nouveau rich, right? People who are only just recently rich. So that Colleen woman, I don't know these people, so I don't really follow it, but you know the one who's going out with that Wayne Rooney guy? You know, that ugly footballer, right?
Yeah.
The woman that's going out with her, or married, or whoever, they always call her a chav. Why do they call her a chav, do you think?
Because she looks like a chav.
No, it's because the people that run these newspapers despise her because she's richer and more successful than they are, and it really pisses them off. And so the only thing they can do, the only piece of mud they can sling, is they say, yeah, but she wasn't born rich. So they chuck a bit of mud at them, and they say, yeah, but she used to be working class, so, you know, we're better than her, because we're all from Oxbridge, wherever that is.
So I think that's good, though, if you had a bad background, and then you suddenly became rich, and you've now got a good life.
Yes, it is good, but what I'm saying is it's not good to use words that pull people down like that. To pull someone down like that, it's not having a go at someone intellectually. That's what's so facile and vacuous about it. It's having a go at someone on a level that means nothing. That's what really annoys me about it. I don't mind if you say about someone, oh yeah, but they're thick, right? That's fine, right? They're a thicko, they're a moron. That to me is a valid criticism. Oh, they have no sense of fashion. They're not a fascist.
I've got to get back to my life, Nick.
You've got to get back to your life. Yeah, well, listen, you are, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hang up the phone and think about what you've done.
1 second.
No, I want you to hang up the phone and think about what you've done.
Can I just tell you?
No, listen, you've used a word that offended me. You've used a word that's annoyed me. You hang up the phone, you think about what you've done, and you never use that word again. It's just a ridiculous word. And people who used it should be ruddy ashamed. Hang up, get lost.
No, you cut me off.
Go away. Never use that word again. It's a ridiculous word. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You cut me off. Go on, do it. Do it. Go on. Just cut me off.
What's wrong with you hanging up?
Because I don't want to hang up. I think you should cut me off.
Ye gods. Anyway, I told you, didn't I? The guy's a prick. And you can tell that straight away by using the word chaff. I didn't really know what that word meant. And someone said ages ago, oh, your producer Steve, he's a chav. And then we kind of got to the bottom of what the word meant, and you think, oh, God, it is as bad as I thought it was. I remember hearing it a long, long time ago, about 2 or 3 years ago. I remember thinking, God, that'll never take off, that idea. You know, the people aren't thick enough to jump on that bandwagon. How wrong I was! You never lose money underestimating the intelligence of the general public. That's a famous quote. Can't remember the guy who first gave it. 0414-221-444 is number. I'll talk to you in a moment.
Nick at night on Hallam FM.
Can I say my point now, please?
Call now on 0414.